got a point of three. I had a stress dream about it last night.
Did you really?
That, like, we got a point three, and how we like, hey, came yeah. in, and we were like, yeah. oh, no. Yeah. I didn't know that that's what it was.
I think,
Laura,
so did you know that Jason and Jennifer got a 0.84?
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's the highest ever in the three coding teams I've ever led.
I think Celeste would like to personally meet Jason. Yeah. Yes. And Jennifer
are like Q-Star celebrities. It's yeah. with the legend.
The legend.
Yeah. The man, the
legend. The man. Who's the high point? It was Sylvia and you, I think, right? Last year.
Maybe. We had the
highest.
I think
you had like 0.82, 0.83.
Well, I wasn't with Sylvia. Dustin and I were a team. So then Sylvia oh, that's right. and Leia, maybe?
Sylvia and Leia.
Maybe had the highest, yeah.
They had like a 0.82, 0.83.
Yeah. I don't think we had the highest. We did a consistently good job.
Yeah.
I think that team had both the highest and the lowest. Remember we gave out fake awards at the end?
No, it's
kidding.
We did give out fake awards.
We had pizza. Oh,
yeah. We had a little bit.
Can you get the start? I have to make a really quick phone call.
Sure. So, everybody this week far exceeded threshold, so I'm very happy about that. And Stephanie's going to be a little bit late, Ajua.
Okay.
She had to pick up her car from the car dealer, and she'll be here by 3, she said.
Okay.
So, you guys can just start talking amongst yourselves. You all got the printouts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Sylvia's in class or?
Something, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
No, I don't think she's here today, actually.
Oh, she's not even here?
Yeah. Wait, no, I did see her, though. I don't know, she said she couldn't.
She wasn't at the memorial service.
I bet she was, actually.
Number 9.
But I remember her saying that she wasn't going to be here today for
oh, okay.
the coding.
So you're just going to hang?
I guess. I mean, I forgot that it's just broken up into teams. So.
But you can, if you'd like, you can circulate around the teams and give some advice and consultation.
Yeah.
I mean, we could look at it. 37. 6 also stuff 3, but.
Do you know discussions on
it? Yeah, we do.
Does it have to be explicitly stated? Because I know, like, they went over, like, they must be had issues. I don't know if it's a number 68. Like, how, to what degree do you have to be stated?
It has to be pretty clear. Like, goals of treatment to be, like, stated and explored.
Because I thought, like, you know, because it was summing up, like, it was their last time together.
Okay.
It's like, you know, did you achieve what, you know, like, did you, like, so to me that was, like, discussing why the child was there, kind of, even though, like, mm-hmm. that's why I thought of it that way, because it was his last, yeah, it was the last one.
Therapist is not responsible.
Like, discussion of why the child was
I thought she was playing along with that. Again, didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, I put for that. I thought that.
Yeah,
so no Sylvia today.
Yeah.
But you guys did solid, right?
But I agree with
yeah.
you, though.
I didn't look at the numbers. All I see from my library, all I can see is Jeff's comments. So by his comments, I can get a sense of what the numbers might be.
And I thought she was extremely
good. I don't think I would
put it.
Pull up the whole Excel file if I don't have time.
I think the other reason too
is I have a hard time with that one. I never really know what to say. What did I put?
So there's definitely a problem.
No, usually not.
Yeah, this Sylvia and I are going to meet.
I mean,
so those are done. So you gladly grant his delay here?
Yeah, to go down.
Yeah.
I struggle with
going. I'm not having it.
good.
Works out because
you get five that were discrepant, four more.
No,
well, this one was
I mean, in the past few years, students have gotten like 1,800 or so.
We thought we should move on to the other.
It won't pay for the whole study, but it'll pay for a big company.
What about for the trip?
Yeah, it was a really hard study.
Is that what you're
laughing happened?
Did you apply for that separately?
Was it,
I'm going to ask the DSA. The DSA might be able to.
Literally nothing happened in the whole.
Yeah, I mean,
very.
We can pretty much.
They played one game and it had nothing to do with anything.
See, the reason why is child becomes.
So it was very hard. I actually ended up with a lot in uncharacteristic in the middle and virtually none.
Remember, he got like.
I'm going to ask GSA if they can cover some of the cost of the actual
office
fee. So to me, that fulfilled that, which had me both slightly.
Well, I
got checked
all of our answers. Yeah.
So I felt, I was like, oh, I feel like that makes sense.
Sorry, I was totally expecting you and chat. I was totally venting to you. I was like, I just priced it out.
I was like,
delirious.
I succeeded. I just like coded the wrong video.
I don't know how I did that, but it was
well, I know it will never happen again.
Yeah.
We've lived and we learned.
Yeah, no. It was actually really good, and a lot of them were exactly the same. What? There's no way.
Child ignores or rejects
their. I mean, that's the reason why I went from the.
Okay. There were a few instances when she would ask him a question, and what was it? It was
So, you're gonna stay with friends in San Francisco?
Oh yeah. So they're talking about changing. Or
okay.
What,
so I just
he was
started.
Like, this time we'll mix up the letters, but you can always write C and B. And she was like, why did you have to pick those letters? And so sat like, thought for a minute. And
even if I
like,
stay with my friend,
it was
in
clear
Berkeley?
That like, he didn't know what to, he didn't have
we're
a
looking
reason.
Looking at like
$1,500. So he's like,
anyway,
let's get started.
Like,
and it seemed like he was
the conference
kind of
alone, the student rate is $450. I emailed her.
Student
and I got her.
$450.
But that's not really common.
This is how we've
it's like the most expensive college I've ever heard.
So I think probably I should have put it more in the middle.
Because I think that's my.
Even so,
it's only
$350.
You paid $550. Or you got the early bird or something.
Yeah.
I didn't do get the early bird. But the early bird for students was like maybe $375 or something. Still, or $400. I mean, the thing is that they've rented out a very nice waterside, you know, conference area. So, I mean, I sent an email to the woman and I said, look, you know,
that's why I put it in four because
you know,
I probably had
a lot of airfare and not a student budget. And, you know, is there any way to pay for one day or present and not attend anything else? Or, anything I do? And she said, you know, to force the cost of renting out the conference facility, they have to have every presenter pay, you know, the full amount and Eva says the program doesn't award any money to offset costs, but the DSA might. She said ask the DSA. I mean, I know the DSA will sometimes fund a student to attend a conference if they can't go, but that's like when a conference is like $100. Like, but if I ask the DSA, I'm hoping maybe they could give me like $100 towards the conference fee. Plane tickets are like $400 minimum. And then if I stay down there, I just don't want to like pay to stay down there. But like what I was thinking is if I go visit, if I could stay with my friend in Berkeley, I would just rent a car for Saturday and just come on Saturday. And then, yeah, it's kind of a waste of the conference cost. But the point is that I'm going to
attend. I think I thought it was spontaneous.
Attend the whole conference.
Look, I'm not even staying at Sylamar. I'm staying
at you're staying like across the street from
New
name on
these letters. It's much cheaper. I told you about that.
Yeah, you said like a motel or a hotel or something. What's around there? Is that like
it
affordable motel?
That's why, and I just
you know
much
what I was
more
saying?
Affordable
I
than the conference location. I can't afford it either.
It's just really expensive. I mean, like, that's the thing. It's like,
I remember
it's not that I don't, it's not that I'm like,
I remember thinking,
unable to pay for it, but it's like, it's.
Oh, I think I thought it was a very
such
repetitive
expense. Like, to think about cutting
that
much into.
I think it was imaginative.
my budget. And I already have trips planned for this summer. Like, I already have a whole hour to figure out plans.
I think that's why.
I'm just like, my mind is reeling. Just like thinking about it. It's stressing me out. But like, if I could stay with my friend, then I would rent a car for the day. That's like $80.
Manifest discomfort.
And then it turns into like $8,000 altogether.
Indicative of it because it's
a lot of money just to present for 10 minutes.
Beautiful on the coastline, though.
The other thing that would make me feel better, like if I were like with my boyfriend or something, and if it were like a weekend of it, but like he doesn't have the money to spend to come over to California, and it's just sort of like I can understand it being like a fun weekend if you're going like as a couple or with friends, but like I'm not gonna like enjoy the Asilo Mar Resort, or you know, I really wanted to present, you know, to have the experience and present.
Yeah.
Well, Lee and I will take you out to dinner one of the nights.
Okay.
So you take that meal off your list.
Oh, that's really kind of you guys. I mean, I'm waiting to hear back from my friend who lives in Berkeley because she actually just got accepted to Carnegie Mellon and might be moving. So.
Well, she might not be there then?
What she's telling me is she doesn't know when she's moving, and I'm like, well, Vanessa, decide because I was planning on staying with you. I mean...
I did this last night.
Is there the possibility? Like,
yeah, I know.
I feel so bad asking this, but like, if I can't get this together, or if it just feels like too much for me, would you be able to present both papers?
Yeah, it would be.
And I would, you know, of course, in June when we're preparing it, you know, we can. You know, maybe I can help with the preparation of it and the aggregation of the data and. It's actually kind of lucky, if that's the case, lucky that you got switched to the panel that I was on. You could present them back to back. They fit nicely together.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah, sure, I could do that.
I'm still thinking about it, and I'm in this space where I just sort of like, I'll decide soon, but I'm just sort of like not.
You know, Celeste lives in the San Francisco area. I don't know how comfortable you feel, but it might not hurt just to ask and see if you could stay at her place.
Wow. Or at least meet her for lunch or something. That would be kind of nice to meet.
She's on the dissertation, so, you know, maybe she'd put you up.
Yeah? That would be kind of cool if my friend's not there. Yeah, I mean, the more that I thought about, yeah, and at least to email her and say, you know, maybe we could meet for coffee or something so we could finally meet. I mean, she was so great and supportive.
Around 22, because that's where the error was.
And so you guys aren't going to be up in San Francisco at all. You're flying into San Jose.
23 is where.
Yes, which is closer. We are. Yeah.
So why don't
we're actually. I'm not going to be at the whole conference either. Belita's god sister lives in Santa Clarita, which is actually north of LA.
Oh, okay.
So we're actually renting a car, driving down, spending a couple of days with her, and then driving back. Yeah, 10-minute conference. So,
which days are you attending?
It's like the last couple of days, like Friday, Saturday.
And apparently, there's nothing on Sunday, so it's just Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I mean, if my friend's around, I'm more inclined to do it because then in my mind, this is like the cognitive dissonance in my mind is that. There's a part of me that's more willing to pay this amount of money, and I couch it as I'm visiting my friend out in Berkeley. I've always wanted to see her life out there. Oh yeah, and I have this conference, and I'm going to go for the day, and I'm so excited to present a paper and be able to add that to my CV. And like, but if I couch it in like I'm going to spend 5 days with my friend, you know, then that feels like the expense would go in my head. I don't know, I just have to like price things out. But I can let you know really soon.
Sure.
Yeah. When's Division 39 coming back to New York?
What's that?
When's Division 39 coming back to New York?
Yeah. They're here all the time.
Like every other year, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
What's
the American is here every year. The winter meeting is always in New York.
Yeah? I'd love to find a conferences in New York or even East Coast. I mean, it's easier. What's like the expiration date on submitting research for presentations? Like,
the expiration date.
Like, can I present this research after? Well, clearly, like, yeah, after I defend the dissertation. But is it like after like a year or two more? Is it like old research and they're not accepting it anymore?
I would say you present it until it's published.
Okay.
And then once it's published, you know, there's really no sense in presenting it.
You don't present it anymore after it's published? Okay.
And also, if you're presenting it at numerous conferences
with the same people there,
yeah,
that
doesn't go
that's
over
sort of
so
frowned
well.
Upon. Yeah, I mean, anything you think of in the New York area or even like East Coast, like Boston, D.C., like that's really easy for me. So, any ideas you have, I would love to submit it to more places, especially if California, if I don't end up coming out to California.
I would definitely recommend the American Psychoanalytics in New York. They aren't as research friendly, obviously, but they do have a research day in their conference where they feature research-oriented projects.
Yeah.
So it might be a possibility.
American Psychoanalytic and New York Psychoanalytic? What was the other reason?
No, American Psychoanalytic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
cool.
What I said was they're in New York every year.
Oh, they're in New York every year.
Yeah, January. Every January at the Waldorf.
Oh. That's right.
And then they have two conferences a year, and the other one is usually in June. And that's somewhere else in the United States.
But
the winter conference is always in New York.
Oh, okay. What's that? Let's see when
they should start
covering
those
submit to that. You'd be excited.
And as you point out, Division 39 is almost always here every 3 or 4 years. So.
Yeah.
So those are the close conferences. All the other organizations, you know, New York is hit or miss.
Okay. Yeah, it's every few years or it's when it comes to New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
none
I like
of
this
them
group,
were like
the Society for Psychotherapy.
Yeah, the program looks really interesting.
They're very inclusive, they're very warm, there's no like debates or like, tensions
yeah.
with other organizations. It's very friendly.
Yeah.
And I really like my association.
We discussed 25, 32, and
that's cool.
And actually, Celeste is one of the conference organizers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the frustrating thing.
So she'll be there, too?
Yeah. She's going to be organizing, helping. She lives
so
close.
She might not even, I mean, yeah, I don't know if she'd be staying at the conference up in San Francisco. Thank you very much.
Give you these back. And we're done going through our stuff. Do you have more to...
I mean,
I have DVDs for you. Okay, so you guys are moving to 2 a week. For you guys, they're on separate DVDs because they're big files.
Okay.
I think they're both me. Which is why they're big files. Some of those files are smaller. But some of them are faulty. So maybe if I can't get those sorted out, I'll have you take a look at them. My boyfriend was going to take a look too. There's something going on wrong where, like, you can't, like the file is intact on the original DVD, but like I'll drag and drop to copy it to my desktop, and then it'll copy like 8 minutes of it, and then it'll be like, file will copy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just remember talking about his mom.
I don't know if that rings any bells, or if it's just
sometimes it's the drive.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, they're...
Worst comes to worst, because the files are intact on the original DVD. Worst comes to worst. You know, I'll save those sessions till the end, and then at the very end, like, that's the worst case scenario, is that you guys would have to share one DVD together, and then maybe one person...
Do you pull the files onto your hard drive first, and then that's when you
start?
Yeah,
talking about his mom.
Yeah, it sounds like something with the burn.
I think that I, yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, Tom was going to try on his computer too because he's going to
see. And do you try playing the files first
to see
if they play correctly?
They play correctly on the original DVD.
So look at it. No, but not from the computer once you've copied it. Try that too.
I don't think he did that. I think I'm not sure why he did that.
Just check. It probably is not. It's probably the drive. But
I don't remember that happening.
I'm going to go.
I'm going to save them until the end. There's like five of them so far that are like that. And I'll save them until the end and we'll try to use them. And worst comes to worst, you guys share one DVD. And then I give you guys, well, I don't know if I'd be able to give you 2 weeks to do it, but you guys will trade it or something.
I think I'm going to go try to catch the 308.
Did you get? Oh, yeah. Go. Oh, yeah. Go run.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Laura, do you want
there's
the
two.
One
just make yes, the old okay. ones back, please. And just make sure when you send those of you who are doing two this week, when you send it to Jeff, make sure to be really clear which one is which. Just maybe put them in separate Excel files with like you know the numbers clearly marked so that he doesn't get them wrong.
I'll probably send them separately too. Like,
yeah, maybe just yeah. Just
had that.
Yeah.
Good.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Go. Bye.
Because I always feel like he's never clear. Like he rambles and goes off. I'm like, what is he talking about? You know.
In this session, I feel like he was worse than what he just did.
Yeah. Did he get really?
He was
talking about hell a lot.
No.
He kept saying hell. He was playing that game, that word game, and like where you written like names, and he was switching names around.
Switching the letters to make new names out of like cranky and like.
I don't remember that. Did he make up that game?
I don't know if he made it up. He just started.
He might have made it up.
It was like Thomas related because you guys were talking about Thomas for a while, so I try to assume that it was.
Yeah, you got a Thomas session. So sometimes not a lot happens except I learn about the world of Tal, wonderful world. Of Thomas so, like, and I try to stay awake.
And he was like, the world is going to be acting it out.
I try to make sessions where he talks about Thomas the whole time as psychoanalytic as possible, but sometimes there's just like no entry, and I'm just like,
he kept talking about the world.
How does the train thing
destroying his head?
Yeah.
What was he talking about?
I'll fall down and it will crush my head, something like that.
In my head, and it'll be in hell, and I was like, whoa. But for the most part, nothing happened.
Yeah.
Except for the name.
Well, you guys got good reliability, though, on a session where nothing happened, which is great. Which is great. And those sessions are the hardest ones. When you're like, what do I do with this item? It doesn't apply.
There were a lot of items that I was forced to put. I was like, this didn't happen, but I have to put it in characteristics.
Bump it up a little bit, or like if there's a little hint or a little flavor, you just bump things up higher than you normally would. But you've got that's the force distribution. So sounds like you guys were able to
We only have three that were more than four off.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really great. That's really great. And good good to hear about the session before. So hopefully Jeff will recalculate that and maybe the session is usable.
That was an error on my part.
Yeah, but good that it was like just a transcription error rather than an error of
real
judgment.
Error.
You know, you're totally seeing the session wrong. As
Point three
weird.
Would be real.
Yeah, I mean, that's another sign going forward that you are still seeing things eye to eye. Yeah, because of the mix-up last week, I only made one DVD for each of you, but that just means a kind of easier week for you guys. But next week, I'll start you guys with two videos, and then I know finals are coming up, so then we might back down to one video during finals week or something. Or, I mean,
I guess it depends on how busy you feel.
Yeah, let me know how you feel, and be vocal, because like I don't want to give you a million videos and then you're not able to do them, or... Or just if you're finding, like, I give you two and you're only able to do one of them, just let me know a little more in advance and come in later to Jeff. Or let Jeff know, too, actually.
Here's mine from last in the week before.
In the new Oh, good. Thanks for giving these back. Yeah, because I destroy them and then I reuse these little slips. So
now I'm like 9 to 15. I'm getting
I thought he wasn't particularly.
So now Stephanie today.
I think I put it in the middle because I didn't find him particularly compliant. Like, he wasn't not compliant, so but he didn't really talk about it. So I think that's why I put it in the middle. I felt the same way today this time too. He kind of does his own thing. I guess
sometimes I feel like he's good. He's always like overly eager to comply, but sometimes he's
you get a more sense of him wanting to be more bubbly.
Yeah, he's definitely. I think it's hard because he does have the sense of cooperativeness and like if it's time to go,
he cleans up
and he goes. But I always still get a sense.
Not to mix them up.
When you send,
independent.
You know, Jennifer has good ideas. When you send the sessions to
Oh, so that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow, okay. The day before?
There's some discrepancies between me and
my son. Well, I'm not going by that. I'm going by there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, happy birthday.
Oh, no, no, no. Like, actually,
oh, oh, oh. Oh, I thought you were saying the day before the party.
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
But I'll be in
my sister's room. I went on Tuesday. I was supposed to go yesterday.
I didn't.
Oh, there's both on there?
There's both on there. Yeah. I couldn't change the file names. It's like locked against me. So this is the code number that you sent, Jeff.
Okay.
You have two separate files, totally separate. But then this code name, when you open the DVD, it's going to look like the SO.
Of course.
And then I just the name of the file.
Okay.
I know, and a couple of my friends are totally like that. Like,
yeah,
by 11, 12 flash,
I'm like, oh, my God.
I'm at a house party, but not at bars. House parties, I'm not ready to go to bed.
Bars, I'm
going to have parties.
Right. If you watch me, Burner will, because the issue is not with the file, because the file's intact on this DVD that Shlomo gave me. It's when I try to copy the file from my computer, from the DVD to my computer, that it'll copy like 8 minutes of it, and then it's like, can't copy the rest of the file, like error code, whatever. And my boyfriend took a look, he's very like, he's a computer science major, so he says it's about, might be a problem with the burner, and then we can try it on his PC.
It's not the disk isn't scratched?
So, because when I play it off the disk, I can play it from the original disk. Worst comes to worst, it is intact on the original disk. So if Shlomo doesn't have copies, and these are the only copies, that copy is intact. So worst comes to worst, I'll save them till the end, and then I give them to a team, and the team has to share the DVD for a week, and just trade it. One person does it throughout the week, and then they do a trade, maybe on Tuesday or something at school, and you know that kind of crunches people.
That's worst case scenario. But I think we still have like at least 53 usable sessions. If we dip below 50, that means we can't run the same stats, right? I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. I gotta check all those files and see.
I don't want to dip.
Make sure they're still. We really don't want to dip below 50.
Power.
Right.
Power.
Well, so far, it's 54 sessions that I have recorded, and then so far, 1, 2, 3, 4, so far, 5 of them are having computer glitches. So, I don't know if there's gonna be more down the list. But, and then you're gonna relook at Jennifer M. and Maria's from last week?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So maybe that won't need to be recoded, or maybe it will. Yeah, and then there's the glitchy files, and then we're about halfway through.
Cool.
Yeah, and now with doing two a week, with doing two a week, you know, if we go at this pace, you know, first week of June or so, we could.
Yeah,
we could hope to be done, and then we'll work on the presentation.
As soon as I recalculate the reliability for Jennifer Maria's from last 2 weeks ago, or whatever. I'll let you know, and then I guess you would start giving them to next
week. Yeah, I'll give them to next week. And yeah, everybody else got two this week, so yeah, they'll be getting quite a lot of sorts, and thanks so much for doing the stats. I would have no idea what to do with them.
Well, it's helpful that the semester is drawing to a close because I'll have more time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll be coding through May, and actually the once finals are over, I mean, our coding team should have plenty of time to sort their lives away.
Semi.
Of course, you have summer classes too, right?
You get a real
right?
job or what?
Well, I'm doing the externship at NUSC. I'm doing the child assessment
thing. Oh. Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
I don't know what the
that's a new thing that's become available.
I'm not sure yet, but I mean, I'm at the work.
Motivated.
Well, that's great that you're just going to get more assessments. Try to get, try to see if they'll let you do any, like, projectives with children.
Okay.
Yeah, try to see if they'll let you do any Rorschachs or any, you know, House Tree Person tests or TATs with kids. Cause
or attachment story completion tests.
Oh, or even that, but that's really pushing it. But but yeah, because when it comes time to apply to internship, not to freak you out, but like it is helpful if you have if you're able to say that I did some projectives with kids or adults. None of my externships ever asked me to or valued projectives. So at one of my externship, I said, "Can I please just pick two teenagers and give them projectives for my own training needs?" And they said, "Yeah." So when I applied to internship, I was able to say I gave and scored two Rorschachs, but like nobody did anything with the report I wrote. I just did it so that I would have it to apply the internship with. So I'd say assert yourself early and get those if you can, wherever you can. Some externships have a lot of projectives. Not a lot, but like they'll give you projectives to do, but you never know where you're gonna end up. So if you have the opportunity now.
Yeah, I don't know like, well I guess like, I don't really know what it tells yet.
Yeah.
I don't think cool. I mean, I don't. It's like I like and dislike the Rorschach at the same time.
It's a love hate relationship.
So
I know.
Like, I think I value the same time. I'm kind of like, I don't know. I always feel. I guess when starting out, I feel so unsure about what you're doing.
I like the puzzle of it all. I like less the looking through the book, like once I have all the numbers and I've crunched all the numbers, then like looking through the book for what numbers go to what characteristics. But I like crunching the numbers and sort of like, ooh, do I think this is this and that?
Yeah.
And like,
number responses, lambda.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of, if you kind of get into a groove with it, you can make it kind of like fun.
Yeah.
But part of me wants to give it to like everyone I know because I really like
I
believe it's true. You know, what it says about you, but then part of me is like, I don't really want to know, and I don't really want to score all their responses, and like,
and go through all that.
It's a whole lot of work to do for
it makes me just curious, because I'm
be
like,
nosy about people in my life.
Yeah. I have some interpretation yet, so I want to see, like, when you start, like, I think that's when you start to see.
Oh,
like that
you have that class this summer?
Yeah, or not this summer, we're doing it now, so we did, like, the scoring, we did, like we're going to be handing the structural summary, but we haven't done, like,
we've been going over
you go piece by piece. Yeah, the last piece is from the structural summary, then you go into the white book, and then it'll say, like, well, if their lambda is less than this, then consider that they might have trouble with, I don't know, emotional expression, but if their lambda is higher than this, but lower than this, and in between these two, they might be absolutely bonkers. Like, you know,
yeah.
It's just like, it's all like
it's
written
like,
up in these capital
together.
Things.
Like
but sometimes it's true. Like, I did a practice one on a friend for class, and, like, some of the stuff was, like, yeah, this was really, like, it really kind of captured her personality pretty accurately. So it's pretty magical.
The figure drawing one, like, I don't know. I'm like... I'm like, draw a picture, and I'm like,
It's hard to know what to ask unless you know the client, you know? When you're, if you're giving it to just a testing case, it's hard to know what would even be relevant to ask. Mm-hmm. Like, I gave it to a client of mine, an inpatient client of mine, and she drew me.
Oh, really?
And then she proceeded to, like, ruin it and make it ugly and make it terrible. And so, like, you know, it actually was kind of clinically interesting to do together. She had, like, some borderline features, and it was kind of interesting to see sort of how she saw me and how she needed to see me and how she needed to destroy this picture. And then, you know, that was kind of, I don't know, and then she drew herself very idealized. And so it's kind of, you can use it clinically.
Yeah.
I think so much we have, like, either a testing case or a clinical case. Like, we don't really get to combine a whole lot. The hall is what I got to do whatever I want. That's why I got to combine it. I had very little helpful supervision, so I just did. Yeah. Mm. I mean, try not to get crazy with it, but, like, yeah. I was expected to, like, run 8 groups a week on whatever I wanted, so I'm like, all right. Today we'll do Dear Man from DPT, tomorrow we'll do a process group, and the next day we'll do a relapse prevention worksheet. I mean, and it's always new people. Inpatient is so crazy acute because it's always like new people in your group. That was one of the things I didn't get at first, because I was like, how am I supposed to conduct a group when I don't know the, you know, the personal and clinical histories of every member? Like, I've got to read up on it. Do I have to read all their charts, and I've got to know my members, and, like, you know, work on sort of the group process from the beginning? And then, like, it's people drifting in and out. There's always, like, some psychotic person, you know, kind of like freaking out in the corner, and then you'll have a manic who's just sort of like dominating the group, and then it's just, and someone will storm out and someone will burst into tears, and it's just sort of like, okay.
And then the next day
it's 20 completely different people. So, like, it's like there's no continuity. It's acute care is really interesting. If you do an acute care externship, it's fun.
You guys want to hear about Stephanie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, what's
okay,
going on?
Okay, so I will read the message.
You're reading
from you. Uh-huh. I apologize, but I am still at the car dealer because my car actually won't start. I don't know what time I will be out of here. And she wrote this at 2:34.
Okay.
If I can't make today, can I pick up 2 CDs from you tomorrow morning? I can email Ajua and work out a time to talk about this week's results.
Aww.
I'm really sorry about all this. Thanks, Stephanie.
Yeah, she's really going above and beyond. These are her 2 sessions.
Should you put them in my mailbox, and I'll let her know to pick them up from my mailbox?
Can she get into the building tomorrow morning? Is the building open?
Pam should be here.
Pam has the stomach flu and wasn't here today or yesterday.
Oh.
So that is my only concern about Pam, but she might be in tomorrow.
Evie's not here already?
Someone might be here. Otherwise, does Stephanie live in the city, or she just comes from the city?
She lives in Long Island.
Where do you live, Laura?
I live in Manhattan now.
I don't know where on Long Island.
I wonder if she's close
to
you. Where do you live? Okay.
I mean, if she lives on Long Island, maybe picking it up from you in Baldwin is easier than picking it up. Did she email you from a BlackBerry or an iPhone or something?
An AT&T wireless network using mobile email.
Yeah, if you email her back, she should get it instantly if she's...
Okay.
I mean, she's emailing you from the car dealership, so
yes.
Clearly she has a smartphone.
Correct.
So
what should I say?
Ask her what she prefers. Say, I'm not sure if the building will be open tomorrow. Would you be able to pick up the DVD from Ajua and Baldwin sometime this weekend? Are you in this weekend or tomorrow?
Yes, I do have a number. You want to try that?
Yeah, let me call another.
516-547-6571.
Okay, this will be faster. Because I got to leave at 3:30. Yeah, what very good.
How's Tom Selleck doing?
He's good. I read a lot of gossip sites. I don't know what that's
like. TMZ?
That one I avoid. It's like, well, I used to read TMZ, but I was like, I stick to Perez Hilton and New York Post page sites.
Do you know my mom?
Hi, Stephanie.
She's 75.
It's Laura
she reads
TMZ.com from Coding Team. I'm here with Jeff, and
I
just got your email that you're still at the car dealership. Sorry, that's so tedious for you today. I'm about to leave here soon. I've got two sessions for you on just one DVD. They're both on the DVD. I'm not sure if the program will be open tomorrow for you to pick it up here, so I'm wondering. We think you live on Long Island, so I'm wondering if you'd be able to pick up the DVD from Ajua, who lives in Baldwin. Give me a call back as soon as you can if you get this. My number is 202-744-6177. 202-744-6177. Thanks. Bye. She probably didn't recognize the number. If I don't recognize the number, I screen it.
You screen it.
Yeah, I'll like not pick it up and see if they leave a message for me. Because I get called by like, my university looking for money.
Have you like asked them for donations and stuff like that?
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm in grad school. Like, I give you $20 a year. Other than that, leave me alone.
Really?
Oh, and Bernie made off with my contributions to Tufts last year, so it doesn't make me very prone to want to give them money this year when my $20 was stolen away.
But
misused.
He's a Tufts graduate.
No, but Tufts had a lot of their some of
endowment
that year.
Oh, really?
Invested with
I
him.
I hadn't known that.
Yeah. I mean, he had his hands in like everywhere, but yeah, he's prominent in Boston and.
Did not know that.
Yeah, and we had some of the endowment with him. So, and I got an apology letter. A lot of us alums got this apology letter saying your contribution was part of what we lost through the Madoff scandal. So I was like, thanks.
Why would you even admit to that?
Well, I guess they had to, give full disclosure about where the funds went. You know, alums want to know. Oh, puppy. Yeah, so I don't know what to do with this DVD. I'm a little... well, let me call Pam and see if she's going to talk.
You have Pam's home phone number?
I do now because we were coordinating on the Moriam post.
Wow.
This sounds like you have Pam's
number. I can never reach Pam.
She only gave it to me because she knew she was going to be out today and she wanted Gina or I to pick up the poster. The area code should be 6.
Well, good news. Jennifer Meter and Maria ended up with the 0.79.
Wow.
So.
All right, so I won't re-assign that DVD. Excellent.
So that's a relief.
That's one less DVD.
But they did get out of an extra DVD to code.
Yeah. Hello? Hey, Stephanie. What do you want me to do with this DVD? Uh, Yeah, usually I think the secretary is here on Friday, but she's out with the stomach flu, so I don't want to count on her being here tomorrow, because she wasn't here today. And I just tried to call her, but didn't reach her, so I don't know. Where do you live on Long Island? Was I correct? Okay. Is Baldwin close to you at all, or would you rather I leave it at the program? I don't know about Monday, but for sure the program is open on Tuesday. But then that's two sessions, you know, that's kind of a crunch. So what do you think? Yeah, you probably wouldn't get to it until then anyway. Okay. I can leave it in Jeff Goodman's mailbox. On Tuesday, for sure, the program is open from like 9 o'clock a.m. on. And someone may be here Monday, or someone may be even here tomorrow if you want to come and try. I just don't want you to come out and have it be locked, if that's a drive for you. Oh. Well, try tomorrow then, yeah, during midday. You know, you could give it a try. No one's in classes, but the secretary's usually here. Yeah, whatever's good for you, and then at the worst case scenario, Tuesday, and then, you know, that gives you, you know, 2 days, and just I was telling the coding team, you know, it's if you can, it's a good idea to try to space out the sessions so you make sure to not mix up the content. And then I'll leave this DVD for you. The DVD, I wrote the codes of the videos on it, but I couldn't change the file names. So the file names are going to look different than the codes, but I wrote on the DVD both the code and the file name, how it matches. So, yeah, just make sure to, like, keep them in separate files and send them separately so Jeff doesn't get them mixed up. Okay? All right, sorry you couldn't make it today. Hope everything works out with your car. It's such a pain. Sometimes I'm so glad I don't have a car anymore. It's such a pain. Yeah, good luck. Good job this week, too, and see you next week, hopefully. Okay. Bye.
Thanks.
So I'll leave it in your mailbox. She's going to try tomorrow because she works right around the block.
Okay.
And she'll try tomorrow or Monday. Worst case scenario, she gets it on Tuesday and she says she still has time, like between Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay.
She would still be
to do two.
Yeah, to do two. Mm-hmm. She says she's got such a busy weekend she might not have really been able to get to it until a little later anyway, but she'll try and pick it up tomorrow.
Where does she live? Did she say?
She didn't say where, on Long Island, but she didn't say where, but she works close to here. And I think, okay. I mean, she's a student at Post, right? So it's sort of like...
No, she's not a student at Post.
Oh. Yeah. Is she a graduate of Post?
Yes, she's a graduate
of
Post.
That's right. I Facebook friended
her. She graduated a couple of years ago, I think.
I Facebook friended her, and that's how I knew she was from Post, I think.
Okay.
Also nosy, I Facebook friended everybody. Thanks for accepting my friend request, not rejecting.
There are people who make competitions out of that to see how many friends
how
they
many
can.
How many friends? I don't have. Some people have like 1,000 Facebook friends. How do you possibly even know what that many people? Thank you very much, Dustin. Did you get the money that I left for you?
Yes, I got it. Yeah, I'm gonna cash it today.
Oh, good. No problem. I mean, it'll clear. I want to make sure you got it in your box.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
I think you cashed yours. Yeah, I saw a few little $75 deductions on my statement.
I didn't know, like, I hate when people wait to, like, cash something.
Yeah, because then it's weird, because I'm like, why did $75 leave my account? Because then you don't, like, connect it to what you paid out. So, yeah, I mean, you guys are responsible for it when you are. And have fun with it. You deserve it. I know it's time consuming. And thanks
for thank you.
We're like, as of next week, like the videos that you're doing this week, we're like halfway through.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we got through a lot.
Yeah, we're chugging along. We're chugging along because
well, we've got you're doing four stuff. Teams.
Great.
Yeah.
Buzzing.
I know. I mean, this is like
this
the,
is the biggest,
fastest
yes,
ever
this
project.
This is the biggest team I've ever led.
So many teams.
And each week
doing two arms. Each week you do fine. So what you're doing seems to be working, and you know you're taking notes.
Just don't be a slacker.
Let's yeah. see, it's like I.
It'll be different with two because you'll be like, oh my god, so many yeah. resorts. But like you know,
just try not
to
confuse them.
Give yourself rest yeah. between them and act, try to have a life at the same time.
What's that?
Yeah, you don't get a life until the fourth year. Sorry, it's really I really don't want to mislead you. You don't really get a life until the fourth year. I have a easy-ish externship this year. It was more at first because I did all my rotations stacked at the beginning so that I had the hours for my internship applications. So now I'm on like no rotations. All I have is five individual outpatient clients, and I go in for my five clients. I'm like this little like you know therapist sort of visitor. I sort of go in for my clients. I have like an hour of supervision a week, and then I like go home. I'm like in there for like 2 hours an evening. Wait, two clients go home. Clients go home.
I look forward to those days.
Yeah. And when you're taking one class at a time, oh my gosh, I do all of the reading for my SPIMI class because I'm only taking one class. And so if she assigns three readings, like, I'll do three readings. Like, it's so nice to actually, like, be able to devote time to one class rather than have five to juggle and then always feel like you're missing something and, like, you can't get to it all and you just can't. I mean, I don't know if Jeff has some conception that everybody reads every reading for every class.
What? You don't?
I couldn't. I'll just speak for myself. I could never get through every reading for every class in a week. I would do like 2/3 of the reading for every of the five classes. I would just get through what I could.
And also
and have enough
trying,
to talk about
and
contribute.
So quickly, like,
yeah.
Sending letters.
I have to really let it sink in. That's true. And it'll sink in more like when you're taking classes as you're working with clients at the clinic at the same time. Then you'll be able to put it in a context like,
yeah.
Oh, projective identification, that's what my client did last week, you know, rather than these sort of like jargony terms that like don't sink in yet. So.
I have a couple questions with the PO.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are excused.
Thank you. P.U. P.O.P.U.
Well, we have the former editor here and the current editor. How often does that happen?
Well, a lot, actually.
Fairly often, actually.
Yeah, buddy, so we're always thinking. I'll put this in your box for Stephanie.
Thank you.
Just make
thank
sure
you.
To leave it in there. And I'll see you next week. I've now reconfigured my Thursdays so I can make...
Oh, really?
Coding
great.
Meeting. So I think cool. I'll, unless things like come up, and I'll let you guys know, but unless things come up, I think I can attend.
Great.
As well as right. our meeting with Sylvia.
Yeah.
So.
Me and Sylvia, I guess, are going to meet.
Yeah, can you guys Skype or chat this week and then send me, like, you know, maybe just a update?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
you met? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I know she had a thing today.
Sounds good. You guys are Skyping now?
No, we haven't yet.
Bye-bye.
We're playing maybe.
Okay.
Yet,